Benjamin Dewop, and myself. Games focused by 2D Cube, and then Cellburst by Elmer Knight. With news topics, we have Rebels GMC plugin, GameMake Blogs Community Awards, Competition 05, GameMake 8, GameMake B, GM Indie Magazine, and Yo-Yo Games on Pirates. So, can anybody even hear me? Hello?
Yeah, they can hear you.
Good. So, Focus by 2D Cube. Did you try that game out, Ben?
Yep, it's pretty fun.
In Focus, you're... In Focus, you are...
You're this guy. Yeah. And there's missiles. And you have to dodge the missiles or else you'll die, like, splatter on the wall and stuff. So you have to dodge the missiles. It's pretty fun, though.
And then you have your focus key. So you'll jump and then you'll hit your focus key and it'll slow the time down for anything that's within a certain range, and you can warp across the room.
Yeah.
So that's the term focus.
Pretty cool. It's like the Matrix.
Mm-hmm. Good sounds, good sprites, good music. GameMaker blog says from TweetTech that GameMaker Live is now on the air. And if anyone would like to call in, our number, for those of you in the UK, is 020-3286-6783. Alternately, you can call Game Maker Live on Skype. So feel free to ring us up at any time. Back on topic for 2D Cube. Ben, did you have any thoughts you wanted to share on it?
Yeah, the game gets pretty hard after a while, but I guess that's usual for all games. Except,
yep.
I haven't beaten it yet.
Neither have I.
Yeah.
Yeah, I played a couple of the levels, and every day I go back to the game and I just play it until I finish that level, and then I quit. So, like, I do one level a day now. It's frustrating after a while, though, because you get so close, and then you get hit by something really cheap, and you have to play the level all over again.
Yeah.
So, it seems that we've talked that topic out of existence.
Yeah, pretty much. Where's Jonathan?
Jonathan? He is at his mother's house today, and he won't be able to do the streaming, which is why I'm streaming, but it's not going so well because I wasn't able to get it started till the last second because I didn't have computer situation figured out.
Yeah, that was pretty bad.
Fortunately, my dad came down and is letting me borrow his computer to do this, which is very nice of him.
So, should we move on to Cellburst?
Yeah, let's do that. The second game up for discussion is Cellburst by Elmer Knight. In Cellburst... Oh yes, it's a fighting game. You are well, a thing, I guess, a cell. And you run around. It's kind of like Super Mario Smash Brothers. So you go around shooting, and the enemy AI is very well done, surprisingly, because on most games that are fighting games, the enemy AI is garbage.
That's pretty cool.
So it's very smoothly programmed.
Yeah.
Did you get a chance to try it out?
No, I didn't download it yet. Is it on Yo-Yo Games?
Yeah, there's a link in the show topics. And we have Nathan Hurd calling in. Oops, I accidentally declined it. Hold on. Add people. Nathan. Nathan Hurd, you are on Game Maker Live. What's going on?
Recently I was on HackQ's website.
Mm-hmm.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. You're delayed a couple of seconds.
Hold on.
So, we talk here, they hear what we're saying 10 or so seconds later.
Your connection problems, I guess. Well, I was on.
So, you may want to turn your radio off, the web page, just hit the pause button, and then talk with us here on Skype, but when you're done, go back to the page.
Looks like Jonathan Martin has gotten on.
Right, but he doesn't have two computers at his mom's house, so he won't be able to stream.
Is it working now?
Yeah. I have it covered over here.
Okay, I was on the HackQ website, and Do you all see the new features for his website?
No, I didn't.
It has achievement system, high school systems now.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of crazy features. You all like it? You believe that that's the route your game should be taken, and the same as with Game Jolt as well.
Should they be doing that? Well, they did promise their little. They promised their ad revenue sharing and other features that still haven't come yet, but I don't know. Knowing Yo-Yo Games, it might not happen for a while. But yeah, they should add some of those features. They're pretty neat.
Yeah, it's really neat. Here's an example out, in case y'all want to make something epic for the competition, I guess, with their features, if you're able to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes, an example on the site is interesting. They're kind of competing with Game Jolt, kind of, if you think about it. GameJolt.com. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah, that's all I have to say. Any comments? Caniac.
Any comments with what?
Any comments on Game Jolt versus Rocket Games? Possibly. Want to push each other, the other out of business?
Well, I've never really gotten into either site. I've tried them both out. They're pretty good. But as for putting each other out of business, they each seem to have a pretty large community attached to them. And for the time being, I think they're going to stay open. But maybe in a few years, if this economy keeps going so slowly, they may either merge or just disappear. Any other comments?
Not really. But I want to say one last thing. Did not go to competition 5 yet on Yo-Yo Games. So wish a whole 20 minutes of your time. You'll play games like Squirrel Games that suck right now.
Yep. Very true. And that was Hardcore Gamer on Game Maker Live. Thank you for your call. So, I guess we're still talking about Cell Burst. Cell Burst is very nicely written. I'm supposedly recording. I really hope so. Otherwise, I'll have to see if I can get a copy of Phil's recording. Stop bothering me, Brian. So, Cell Burst. Ben, any comments?
No, not really.
So Cell Burst is the sequel to Emotion Tournament. Only this time it's not emotions, and it's, quote, a lot more fun, end quote. How can I make this Skype sound stop? Audio settings. Sounds. Mute all sounds. There we go. So this game was written by Elmer Knight, which is the same guy that wrote the game Rosetta Stone.
Oh yeah, I've seen that on Yo-Yo Games.
What else did he make?
Nothing.
He has quite a few popular games up there, so...
Yeah.
Rosetta Stone's way up at the top.
Mm-hmm. So, I guess we should move on to the news topics?
Yeah, I think so. Kind of out of words.
Okay. We are going to be taking a quick break, and then we will come back with the news topics. Welcome back to Game Maker Live. Thank you for sticking through the break. So our news topics are Revel's GMC plugin. Revel's GMC plugin provides many of the features that GMC members have been wanting for a long time, but the GMC staff has been hesitant on adding. Some of these features are Karma system, GameMaker version, user information field, or whatever, and embedding of YouTube videos. Currently, it only works on Firefox, but I do have access to the source of the Chrome port, and I can say it's coming along very well. So, Ben, what are your thoughts on this? A dead silence echoes through.
Oh, sorry, I had my mic muted. Okay, so I think they don't want those features because, like, the staff don't want people, like, spamming and stuff, or, like, they don't want members to feel bad if their rating is bad, or... Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that. I think they're also worried about security issues. Like, let's take the YouTube embedding, for example. Some of the staff members are worried that it can be exploited so that they can embed other things like malicious plugins and mess up the user's system. Or they're worried they could actually hack the actual forum with it. So they want to make sure it's secure before they implement it.
I don't think that putting what version of GameMaker you have would hurt at all. It should do that, but yeah, I agree with you.
I don't see anything dangerous about putting in the GM version. On to Karma. I'm not sure that they would care so much that people would be upset if they had a good or a bad rating, since it's mainly only for fun. I think they're... I don't know. If you want to call in, the number in the UK is 020-3286-6783. Alternately, you can call Game Maker Live on Skype. Our next topic is Game Maker Blog Community Award winners.
Guys, before you start, I am here. I'm still. Also, our number no longer exists.
Oh.
I did tell you that the other day, Josh.
Oh, I thought it was still on, but okay.
No, it ended on the 5th.
Oh, yes.
But anyway, I'm going to end now, so I'll see you later.
Alright. So, back on topic. Game Maker Blog Community Award winners from 2009. I'd like to thank everyone who voted for Game Maker Live as the most exciting launch of the year. It's the most exciting launch of the year. Okay.
That was pretty good.
Well, it's tough because I hear it echoing back. A half a second delay in my ears, so I get confused sometimes. So, community award winners, they were Best Source of Game Maker Tutorials and or Examples, Official Game Maker Community, Best Periodical Publication, Game Maker Tech. Best Reviews of Game Maker Games Now from Game Maker Blog. Best Non-English Game Maker Website, GM Clan, and that's in Polish. And the most exciting launch of the calendar year 2009, GM Live. So thank you again for voting for us. Now on to Competition 05. So, many users were surprised that it actually happened, but Yo-Yo Games did announce Competition 05. One of the surprising things is they wanted to do a handheld competition. So, you make your game, and hopefully by the deadline of the competition, they will be able to get your game on a portable device.
Yeah, that would be way cool.
It would.
Yeah. Like, yeah, I don't think they'll be able to do that, though. Because to make Game Maker able to do that in just, like, a few months, in, like, a month, mm-hmm. That'd be insane.
It would. A word of warning to everyone out there. If your game even has an option for full screen, it will be disqualified. I made sure to double check with Sandy on that. Back on topic. Competition 05.
Well,
your screen resolution has to be 480 by 272 pixels. Fortunately, that's widescreen. I'm pretty sure that that is also the size that the latest Zune player uses, as well as the PSP.
Yeah, I think they're trying to... Yeah. It's a pretty obvious reason for that.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to move on to the next subject, or do you have anything else to say?
I can't think of anything off the top of my head, so... I guess we can move to the next topic, which is Game Maker 8 is out.
Yeah. I think Game Maker blog was the first to find out.
Mm-hmm.
I saw their post on Twitter, and I was like, holy cow, it's out, and I went there and didn't believe them.
Yeah, I didn't believe it either. Knowing Yo-Yo Games, they never keep their deadlines. So I'm like, how in the world did they get it out? They said they'd get it out by Christmas, and surprisingly, they did. I was very surprised. So on to Game Maker 8, actually talking about the program and not how much we're surprised that it's actually out.
Yeah.
Some of the things that I'm disappointed is members would whine on the GMC time after time that they didn't like soft wrap and, oh, get rid of it. So Sandy held a poll. Would you like Game Maker 8 now with soft wrap or Game Maker 8 later without it? I was surprised and disappointed that people voted to have it now with soft wrap. Oh well.
Yeah.
Some of the new features are trigger event, resources system exporter, splash screens, new variables and functions, a Game Maker news feed, and a tutorial sidebar. Some of the things I'm disappointed in is the Game Maker news feed. I was hoping that you'd be able to change it to an RSS of, like, Game Maker blog, because that's Game Maker news, and it's a lot better than what Yo-Yo Games has to offer.
Yeah.
I even submitted a help desk ticket, but they like to keep it official news about Game Maker, but that's not going to be updated very often, I'm willing to bet. Were you going to say something?
Yeah, like Game Maker blog is a lot more active than like the community. They always find things out really fast. They're really reliable, and I think that if they could have just spent a little bit more time working on Game Maker, they could have made it so that you could, like, yeah, just like you said, view Game Maker's blog on Game Maker.
Right.
It'd be way cool.
I did submit a help desk ticket, but they said they didn't want to implement that because, you know, they want it to be official stuff only. Oh well.
You know, one of my favorite things about the new Game Maker 8 is the import and export resources tool. Like, because then it will make it like way really, really easy for teams to like collaborate and stuff.
Yeah, that is cool. One of the other things I thought would be cool is if they had an online thing like Google Code, so that, you know, you could load an online version of the GameMaker file, and it would automatically update so that all your team members had the same version. And if someone was working on it and someone else pulled it up, it would tell them that the first person is already editing the file.
Yeah, I was actually working with someone because I once had a team. Well, I'm setting up a team again, but I was working with a PHP programmer so that they could program like a system like that, so that like, it would say who's working on what, and like you could always have the most updated version, and like there'd be a ticket system. Like if you wanted to work on a certain area of the game, then you could post like a ticket about what you want to work on, and then like the team leader could accept that, and then only you would be able to work on that part so that you wouldn't get like confused and stuff.
Right. I also hear that there's a Crackout already, which is, it's surprising, but it's not.
Yeah, all those people trying to cheat on GameMaker, and
it's not even that expensive. I mean, $25. Compare it to something like Flash, which is several thousand or several hundred dollars. I don't know.
Guys, you are still talking about the crack, right?
Yeah, we're talking about the crack.
Yeah. When I first heard about it, because I speak to the person who made it on MSN, I offered to try it. I did actually try it on one of my spare computers, and it did work.
Ooh.
I obviously have bought a copy myself. I have got it, right. So don't accuse me of anything, but it does actually work. But he said he's not going to release it, so. But no doubt someone else will release one.
Yeah.
I
also talked to someone over MSN who used, well, I'm not going to say what, but they used some programs to inject images into GameMaker. So instead of the weird-looking G logo, they put in the old logo. They sent me screenshots. It's kind
of
interesting.
Have you ever heard of the GameMaker extension thing? Like, not just like the normal extensions, not just like the usual extensions that GameMaker 7 and GameMaker 8 have, but like you can actually make your own like resources and like windows and buttons and stuff.
No, I didn't. I didn't know that existed.
Yeah, like if you know like C++. Or Delphi. You can program like your own mods for GameMaker. It's pretty cool.
Cool.
Are we finished on that topic?
Yeah. Actually, it was an off topic because we never specified the crack as one of the topics.
Oh well.
But yeah, Yo-Yo Games could invest just a little bit, and it'd be so much more secure. As opposed to writing dumb posts on the blog that people aren't even going to read, or the people that are going to crack it aren't going to read.
Well, even if they do read it, they're not going to really go, oh no, I'm not going to crack anymore.
Yeah, you either are or you aren't, and a dumb post on their blog probably isn't going to change your mind.
Yeah.
A lot of background noise over here. Sorry about that.
I'm just reading the chat at the moment.
I'm annoyed at Yo-Yo Games because they should go track down all the people that are doing that. I mean, there's so many open decompilers. people's identities out there, they should go start suing people.
Yeah, well, obviously, Sandy and Mark don't want to do that, so...
One or the other.
It's up to them whether they want to lose money, so...
Yeah. I think that if they went over one or two of the people that ran the decompilers, that would scare other people and make them less likely to use cracks and decompilers.
I also agree with what Nell put into the chat box. If you crack GM, we're not going to be able to catch you, so instead we'll guilt you.
Very true.
And also what Tailware said, yeah, your games is too broke to sue 10-year-old
kids. I wouldn't say that. Who's hosting alongside with me? At today's show we have Jonathan and we have Ben or Snow Cream from the GMC.
Yeah, and I'm not officially here, I'm just here. Feeling ill. Yeah, I'm gonna hang up now.
Okay.
See ya.
Hey. Yeah, bye. Sorry for that.
Okay, I'll put the dog out.
Yeah, Josh, go put the dog out. Come on.
Okay. So our next topic is Game Maker TV. Game Maker T folded, I guess, the other week. Due to lack of funding, I wanted to say, but then they opened their website up again.
I don't think that they're going to make any more episodes, though.
Yeah. Talking to Dan and Revel, who run it, they both agreed that they wanted to stop it. They're going off to college in a couple months. Well, Dan is. And it's a huge commitment. I run a show myself, and I know how hard it is to set up all the equipment, do the filming, write the scripts, do the screen recording, and everything.
Yeah, and acting's like way hard.
Hmm?
Acting's pretty hard. I tried it.
I don't think Tailware is going to be able to acquire GMTV. Oh yes, and then I have to bug the editors to edit it.
So wait, who's the editor of the Game Maker show? Is it Jonathan or you?
Jonathan edits, well, he's edited up to this point. Then Joshua Boren, who does our animations, edited Minisode number 2, the one about the deathmatch.
Oh, yeah.
Upload sites.
He does all the 3D Max stuff. 3D Studio yeah. Max.
Tailware TV is cut off after one episode. So I guess we should move on.
I haven't really researched this topic. Yeah.
Game Maker TV. There's not much to research.
Yeah.
So the next topic, GM Indie Magazine. If anyone wants to call in, we encourage you to call us on Skype. That's Game Maker Live. And remember, Skype calls are free if you're calling from Skype to Skype. We're going to take a quick break, and then we will be right back. And now we're back from the break. Yes, I put the dog out for any of you who are wondering or didn't hear. The next topic is GM Indies Magazine. By GM Indie. So, Ben, did you get a chance to look at their magazine? Hello? I think somebody just
My microphone
died.
Was, like, muted again, so sorry about that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I can't see. Whenever we go on the break. Oh, sorry. What?
I can't seem to find the mute button over here on my dad's computer. It's using an older version of Skype, so I'm not used to it. I can't find the file menu or the mute button or anything, so. Oh well. So back to the topic of GM Indies Magazine. They're releasing another issue today. They have a weekly magazine run by GMND. They have like a news section. I don't know if they canceled that. I think they may have. Then they have interviews, some game reviews, that sort of thing. They call it a mini magazine. So... it's not usually more than around 10 pages or so. Hey, does anyone want to go do a prank call? Like, call Brian Fetcher? Let's call him. Add to conversation. Maybe we can score a live interview with him. Ringing now. Ring. Ring.
Hello?
Hello, Brian. You are on Game Maker Live. We're talking about GM Indie Magazine. What's going on?
Oops. Sorry. Just let me turn the line off. I was still listening to the radio. Okay, what were you calling about?
Oh, we were talking about GM Indies Magazine. We thought you might have some insight to talk about. Or some insight to share.
Did you have a question or something?
Tell us the story behind it, maybe.
Oh, well, these magazines have been dying and stuff, so...
Right.
So I just figured I would, put out another magazine, except make it weekly, because I didn't see any other weekly magazines.
Ah, GM Weekly, I believe it was called.
I must have missed that.
Now, many users think that a weekly email digest would be better than a weekly magazine, because, you know, it's delivered right to your email inbox. Is there any special reason you haven't done that, or you aren't doing it, or maybe you're planning it for the future?
No, I don't really like the idea.
Oh, great. Boy Scouts selling popcorn. So how many people actively work on the magazine?
There's 8.
Ah. So who does what?
Well, you want like each and every person? Like, we just recently got a new graphics designer and... what do you call that? Well, we also got an editor, because we haven't actually had an editor.
Right. Now wants me to get to the Sarky questions. So how do you feel for stealing? How do you feel about stealing the idea of a live radio show from us? Go Fox, Nissan, Brian. Oh, he got disconnected. No wonder it was so quiet. Ringing again. Sorry. Oh well, it says it keeps dropping. Oh, now it says he's in. Current topic, GM Indie Radio, question time. Ding! Ding! And now it dropped him again. Maybe we should get on to the next topic. Yo-Yo Games talks about pirates. We already kind of discussed this, but we want to again just for the heck of it.
Sure.
Okay, would anyone like to call in?
Yeah.
Let's go prank calling. Who do I want to bother? Ooh, here's now. Let's call him. Man, this is disastrous. Oops. So, Yo-Yo Games talking about pirates. Sandy made this post that pirates are not welcome at yoyogames.com. Very intimidating. The money we have helps me to pay the bills, so buying Game Maker 8, whether you bought GM5 and have upgraded twice for nothing, ripped off GM7, paid for GM7 on or before December 31st, run crack of GM6 or GM7 that you have never paid for, or are just really new around here and want the latest version, you are all part of the community, and we would really welcome the $25 from you if you want to use the full version of Game Maker 8. According to Game Maker blog, Sandy also revealed that 90% of the company's income comes from people upgrading their copy of Game Maker. I think that they should write their own registration system. It's really not that hard. You could do it very simple. You have Game Maker, and every time it starts up, it just sends a message back and forth to the website saying your name you entered and your key you entered. And it would check the database, and if it returns true, it activates Pro, and if it returns false, you're on Lite. That would be a pretty simple way to do it.
I think that's how it works right now.
Right, but it's going through soft wrap.
So? Oh well.
Guys, I just wanted to add it. If they did do it so simply, the amount of people that use Game Maker, there's ought to be someone who's going to try and crack it and find out their database passwords and going to delete absolutely everything.
True.
Or even knowing, better, give everyone free versions of GM8.
And then knowing Game Maker, or knowing Yo-Yo Games, they don't have very good passwords.
I wonder even if they encrypt the data into the database.
I don't know. But we'd have to find the URL first. I'd like to do a shout out to Ravaged Lands, the free online 2D game. You could go ahead and click their ad right above the chat box. It won't affect your listening experience. It will open it up in a new tab. I'd like to also mention that in 2 weeks, on our next show, we will be hopefully moving to a new site. We were supposed to have a new site for this show, but it kind of fell through. I was focusing on the last minute of getting the streaming working. What are we talking about? Current topic. We have nothing to talk about. Call us. So,
I don't think I've said anything yet.
If you want to call us, you could call Game Maker Live on Skype. You can email gmlive@gmvision.tv, or you can use the little contact form just below the chat box. So, does anyone have any topics they'd like to talk about?
Hacking. Yeah, people are talking about hacking, so I guess we can talk about hacking.
Okay. On the GMC, score_under wrote a or made a GM6 file, and he wants you to attempt to hack it. He's the one that wrote the anti-decompiler that helps prevent your game from being decompiled. And I guess he's preparing to make a new version or another program, because he's asking users to try to hack this GMK file. Now, the first thing I would assume would be to download the decompiler and use that to decompile it. However, I don't use and will not use the decompiler, and so he posted a editable GMK file so that you can try to crack it without actually decompiling it, making it legal. How about we talk about Twitter?
Yeah. Okay. There's nothing really to talk about it except for,
follow us on Twitter.
They're new.
We made a,
yeah.
A GM community Twitter. That we will be posting interesting things like the warning about full screen for Competition 05. Things like that. Tailware says he is calling in. So yeah, be sure to follow all of our Twitter accounts at the GM Community, at GM Live, at GM Vision, at GM Venture, that's our magazine, and it's coming out very soon. I was just talking to Grim yesterday.
And Grim Jow?
Yeah, Grim Jow. By very soon, 2012. No. Actually, we hope to have it out by the end of the month or in the beginning of February. I'm running out of things to say.
I think we should just end it now.
We could. Does anyone want to call in? Let's see. Nal is in the conversation. Are you there, Nal?
If the mic works, yes, I am.
Cool. Welcome to GameMaker Live.
Hello.
So I hear you retired from being a moderator on Yo-Yo Games.
Yes.
Could you maybe talk to us a little bit about that?
Well, it says it all in the topic, doesn't it?
Actually,
I'll just find the topic.
We didn't have that on the topics because it wasn't really publicly announced on any blog.
Well, I posted about it on the forum, on the shitty one, but I don't know if I'm allowed to swear, but I just did, so there. I'll just find it quickly.
I wonder if I can find it faster. Forums.
I found it.
I wish they would link user accounts on yoyogames.com. Oh! GameMaker 8 crack on GameMaker Gazette.
I would also like to put an idea past all our listeners. what they say about a Game Maker Ventrilo server.
So a dedicated server for hosting games?
No, it's like a chat server voice over IP, but it's like a public thing. You join it, create an account, and then chat to people in channels. Ventrilo.
Oh, one more thing. When the show ends, for those of you who would like to carry on the chat room discussion, we actually have a chat room on our website, chat.gmvision.tv. And at this time, you have to log in using a forum account. But in the future, we'll be changing that when we get the new GM Live site up. So do go check out our chat room. Back on topic.
What topic?
Yep.
Hey, does anyone know what the max listener count was?
The what?
The listener count. What did it get up to?
I have no clue what you're talking about.
That helps.
Max listener count. Oh well. Thank you for listening to Game Maker Live for January 9th, 2010. Be sure to join us for our next broadcast on January 23rd. I'd like to thank our hosts myself, Joshua Pedroza, Snowbeam or Ben, and then Jonathan Martin. I'd also like to thank the people that composed the music. And anyone that I have got. Thank you again, and see you on the 3rd.